Hi, this is Maria Anna van Driel, Paranormal Underground Radio in the Dark correspondent, live from Germany. Today is going to be another day in which that particular question is passing your life. Who or what are the shadow people as they being sketched in that creepy legend we all know? This question I have asked myself several times in the past months because it has entered my life on a pretty much daily basis. Most people told me via Facebook, as well as in personal conversations, that the shadow people are dark, human-like shadows having ill intentions and thus are evil. They have been reported by witnesses as big, small, with and without heads, as a black mist standing alongside the bed, watching you. These, in the dark, hiding and creepy shadows, are the one of the most common form of ghosts that people witness. For many people, these scary shadows are disembodied humans who are lost. They did not go forward in their life's journey by refusing to go toward the light that will lead them to the next phase after their physical body died. For others, these shadow figures are a result of sleep paralysis. But what if there is another plausible answer in their existence? What if they are partly projected by our own fears? An emotion which has the power of creating a strange kind of stress in our atoms. It is very plausible that the source for some ghostly apparitions lies in the transmitting of QGP or quark gluon plasma, due stress and telepathy. What can form a biological projection of holographic information that is bouncing off or captured in a magnetic or electromagnetic field? What could be seen as a smaller version of a holographic duality from the universe? Logical questions in this matter. Is this information coming from inherited memories and stored inside our atoms? Information what can be projected as a 3D image to stressed cells, which are shooting superphotons and can become visible to UV light, for instance. Are we watching a form of holographic entanglement coming from another universe, or are we looking at a forgotten life form, having the same awareness of its surrounding as we do, but walking in a different wavelength as we do? Thinking about it, it's plausible that we are projecting our own thoughts and emotions through a process like this. And with that having said, it's easy to understand the truth of the power of the mind. We certainly have the power to create new life forms even without our knowledge. But if we can do so, a similar life form can do the same. What means that we can be a holographic product from another and ancient civilization we know as the Shadow People. Crazy questions with mind-bending theories concerning the Shadow People, who often seen fleeing if they realize they have been detected. What can indicate an understanding of how to move between different dimensions, or even possessing an understanding of how to manipulate and control behavior of its atoms in its matter within a low magnetic field and the electromagnetic radiation of wavelengths. Now, knowing that a shadow is an indication of the absence of light, it's almost logical to think of gluons and quark gluon plasma in this creepy legend. A quark gluon plasma is a state of matter in quantum chromodynamics and is thought to consist of asymptotically free quarks and gluons. which are several of the basic building blocks of matter as we know it. In the 1980s and the 1990s, several experiments at the CERN tried to create the QGP. The results led CERN to announce indirect evidence for a new state of matter in 2000. In June 2015, an international team of physicists produced quark gluon plasma at the Large Hadron Collider by colliding protons with lead nuclei at high energy inside the supercollider's compact muon solenoid detector. They also discovered that this new state of matter behaves like a strange kind of fluid. Gluons are the exchange particles for the color force between quarks. Analogues to the exchange of photons in the electromagnetic force between two charged particles. The gluon can be considered to be the fundamental exchange particle underlying the strong interaction between protons and neutrons in the nucleus. In quantum mechanics, the state of particles may be added according to the principle of superposition. That is, they may be in a combined state with a probability if some particle quantity is measured of given several different outcomes. If one were somehow able to make a direct measurement of the color of a gluon in this state, there would be 50% chance of it having red anti-blue color charge and a 50% chance of blue anti-red color charge. What will happen when we remove those gluons? If you remove gluons from the nucleus will split. This process of splitting a nucleus is called nuclear fission and releases a high amount of energy. Luckily for us, this process can only take place at extreme conditions of temperature, think of cold spots, and pressure, what can be experienced as that unfamous ringing sound in the ears. So could it be that an evolution has been created during that well-known collision we know as the Big Bang Theory, have created the first life forms on Earth? A life form which did not contain gluons as a building block. If that process has taken place at the beginning of time as we know it, it also could have given a result of free building blocks within a low magnetic field, floating through space as a dark or neon-colored mass. And if these energies have swirled down to the Earth's surface due to magnetic fields, while our DNA was still struggling to survive volcanic gases and crazy pressures, for instance, we suddenly understand a little bit more of the terms fallen angels or the gods of the sky. So understanding a bit more about how our brain, by use of our eyes, is translating the electromagnetic radiation of a wavelength within the visible spectrum equals understanding of how our brain can send you the message of being aware that a crazy form of density having no color is present in your near. The shadow people. Are they real as in the Schrödinger equation? Or are they real as in an ancient intelligent life form?